to the Gabriel Pizza Hotline, and we've got Baron Miles on the line, ready to go. How you doing this morning, Baron?
Not too bad yourself. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. Appreciate the time, as always. What's that make you feel when you hear Kahari Jones kind of pumping your tires there a little bit?
That's all right. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less.
All right. Tell us about your relationship, because he was the head coach in Montreal when you were there as the defensive coordinator. But your time goes back far back from then. Kind of take us through your relationship and why you two guys are so close.
Yeah, I think Dave Ritchie, he introduced us the first time when I was playing with Coach Ritchie when I first got into the league in 98. And he got to know me. He was like, hey, I think there's a great person, a great family that you should meet, and that's Kahari and Justine. And Justine is Kahari's wife and his family. He said, you guys are hit it off. And then we was in Hamilton at some point playing, and we ran across each other. I knew him from playing against him, but just to meet him outside of the football field, we ran into each other, and our families met. And Dave Ritchie was right that we hit it off, and we've been together since. Probably, it's been a while, and we've been together, and it was right. Our families clicked, and we fit each other.
Coach, let's go all the way back. I want to know, growing up in New Jersey, playing at Nebraska, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that from 1998 now to 25 years later, you'd spend this much time in Canada?
I did not. No. it was crazy, because I know we kept thinking about buying a house in Montreal. I was like, no, we're not going to be here that long. Don't worry about it. We're not going to be around that long. And it was 8 years in Montreal. I was like, I was going to BC in 05. And I was just like, wow, I spent that much time in Montreal. I was like, I could have bought a house. That would have been great.
There is the housing prices in Montreal versus the housing prices in Vancouver, though, right? That would have been one upside to buying a place in Montreal, for sure.
It would have been a very good upside, yes. Yeah. Especially the time in 98. Oh, yeah, I was real young. I think some of the houses probably was going for maybe 180, 190 on Nuns Island. And I was like, there's no way I'm paying that price. There's no way. And as I was leaving in close to 05, they was almost up to $1 million, those same houses.
Wow.
Selling for.
Incredible. You are a CFL Hall of Famer, and I'm sure anybody that's followed the league for a long time certainly is familiar with the name Baron Miles. Why did it work for you so well? Why were you so, as a player, why were you so good in the league for so long?
I think I bought into the CFL. I was like, wherever I played, I wanted to play well. And some guys, when they do come up and from the States and they come up and play in the CFL, they're thinking about going back to the NFL and not buying into playing up in the CFL first. There's good football. There's good football players that play up in the CFL. And if you don't come up here ready to play, you're going to be put in your place. You're going to not do as well as you thought you should have. And you're going to take it for granted instead of embracing it and enjoying the game of football. And it's a new brand of football. You're going to miss out on a lot of things. And I think I just took advantage of it. And I was actually a good football player. I mean, plain and simple, I was pretty good. I was just undersized to play in the NFL.
Well, you finished with 66 interceptions, which is incredible. I guess the basic question, what made you so good in that facet of the game?
I think, like I tell some of the guys that I coach, I wanted to go after the ball. And the football is only one football on the football field, and that's the prized possession. And I wanted to go after the football, and whenever it was close enough to me, I had a knack to go get it, and it helped me out. It helped me out, especially being a shorter guy. I used my short area quickness to break on the ball, to get to the ball. When I got to it, I was able to catch it. So if you threw it my way and it was in my reach, I was going to make a play on it.
With Red Blacks defensive coordinator Baron Miles, he was announced for the position yesterday. I always like to ask guys that come up that played, obviously grew up and played ball in the States, What was it like the first time you played on a CFL field with the size of the field and the receivers are all in motion? Like, your head must be swimming at that point going, what the heck is going on here?
It was crazy. I think when I was playing, normally I play with peripheral vision. I play with peripheral vision all the time as a corner, as a halfback. And once one guy moved, I thought the ball was in play. And not realizing that, hey, everybody's moving. So once that running back move or things like that, you tend to jump or you miss a key, you miss your first read and things like that. And that took me a while just to get used to, just because it took me off my rhythm to play defensive back.
I was like, would you initially have gone, I don't know how to cover guys that are in motion. They're coming at me full speed as the ball is snapped. Like there must have been a very brief moment when you go, receivers in the Canadian Football League are uncoverable because they're in movement as the snap of the ball.
No, it's tricky. You have to find your niche. You have to understand what you're good at as a defensive back, and then play to your strengths. But at the same time, that motion is killer, especially. You got those big guys running at you like Travis Moore, and he always try to hit you in your back shoulder to run you over and stuff like that. That, I mean, I think he got me about every when we played, he got me about once or twice every time. And it's a tough haul for the defensive backs because they got rules it makes it impossible to cover the guy. I mean, the rules are so tough that it's tough to cover in the CFL, period. It's tough to cover. But it's tough to really cover in the CFL just because of the rule sake.
How pumped are you to join a staff with Coach Dice and Coach Jones?
I'm excited. I'm excited to get back out there. Excited to teach the guys. Always teaching. It's a great avenue to just share my knowledge and hopefully they take it and embrace it and they become better athletes. And if they do that, I'm just as happy.
What have they told you about, now you would have played here a little bit because we've had, well, three different football teams here in Ottawa over the years, including a couple, when you were playing the game. What have they told you about what life is like as a, in this case, a football coach in Ottawa?
I've just been hearing that it's a great atmosphere. It's a great city to be in. That's about it so far. I think me playing there, again, like you said, against the Renegades when there was three different teams, I think it changed a lot, especially since I started playing there early in my career in Montreal to now. I every time we visit, I said, man, Ottawa's changed a whole lot. You know, just the culture, that's the atmosphere, just the look of it. It reminded me more of a European city type feel, and it's actually awesome. I like the bricks in the city because I'm from Jersey. I like the bricks and things like that. So it's a great feeling for me right now. I'm excited. I'm excited to get there to live in the city and venture down the river.
You obviously played aggressive, also 13 block punts. At the end of the day, is that the way you like your defenses to play as well?
Yes. I want to be aggressive. I want to play hard-nosed football. The game is won in the trenches, and if you're not playing tough and physical, it's going to be a long day for you.
It's interesting when you have, now you're a former defensive back in the league. Would you say your philosophy might be different defensively than, let's say, a defensive coordinator who, you know, if they played the game, was a defensive lineman or even a linebacker? Is your philosophy any different, or is it the same?
No, it probably is different. I think... yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be different just because I am a back-end guy, back-end heavy, and actually quiet as kept. Most of those up-front guys are back-end guys, too. They just try to hide it more than I do, and that's all it is. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure it'd be different, but at the same time, football is football. It's just how you execute and how you implement your game plan.
Baron Miles is our guest. He's the new defensive coordinator for the Red Blacks. Baron, after you and Kahari were let go near the start of the season in Montreal last year, you joined the Bishop Gators and coached some university ball this past fall. What was that like to kind of step back into college ball and kind of take us through that?
It was great. I mean, honestly, it was a lot of headaches, but at the same time, it was great. learning from the young guys and helping them. And when I was talking to him, just to realize that, hey, this guy's only been playing football for 2 years. This guy's only been playing football for 1 year. And I'm going, okay, you just don't know. All right, you just don't know. I got to keep telling myself that. But it helped me regain my patience and understand that, okay, what are you trying to teach him, B? What do we need to know to play this football game? And that was a refresh. That was a great reset for me to do. And it was wonderful. I enjoyed it. I embraced it. I love the coaches. I love the university. They treated me well. I wasn't like I was a big shot when I got there. I fit in. I got in. I grind just like everybody else. And we worked. It was fun. It was a blast to do.
For a lot of American kids that come up, obviously they don't dream of playing in the CFL, nor do they know Canada. How much can you help with that transition, especially somebody coming from a great program like Nebraska?
I can help out tremendously. I mean, just because I've played so long and I've been in their shoes and, you know, just kind of just take you back. It was a coverage that I was putting in, and I was telling the young DB at Bishop's, I said, all right, this is what's going to happen to you in the game. It's going to force you to run, because if they run real fast at you, the receiver come downhill at you full speed, your natural instinct is to run with them. I don't want you to run with them because you're a flat defender. You need to stay in the flat. He said, but don't go crazy if you do run with them. Just continue to run with them. I'll make the corner stop, and he'll play your position. Mm. And he was like, Coach, I'm not going to run. I'm not going to run with him. I'm telling you, I'm not going to run with him. I promise you I'm not going to run with him. Mm. I said, you're going to run with him. I guarantee you you're going to run with him. And I make silly bets. I said, okay, 10 push-ups if you do run, if you're watching on film.
What was it like? Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
So then we get in film, finish watching practice, and then I stop the film, and I say, hey, in this coverage right here, what did I say that halfback's going to do if that receiver runs full speed at him? Coach, you said he's going to run with him. I said, okay. And I hit play, and sure enough, he's flying down the field with the receiver. And I'm like, it's a natural instinct. I know that just because, you know, I played that position, and I know what I felt doing it. I'm like, this dude is running. Why would I let him go? It's just a natural instinct. So stuff like that is simple, but yet those things you could try to help him with early, and it's not a big deal. It's like, I know you're going to run with him. So what's the counter behind it?
Right.
And that's what I try to do.
Hey, to finish, you coached this past year in the Quebec League, and obviously Laval went on and won the Vanier Cup as national champions. What was it like to coach against a bunch of players who are all 30 years old?
Well, unfortunately, we didn't get to play against them, so
All right, good stuff. Listen, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the new gig. Looking forward to meeting up with you when you get started for real, and we're all looking forward to the new football season and the new coaching staff, et cetera, starting next spring. But thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.